Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast that helps you break free from self-doubt, shift your mindset, and create a life that feels aligned and purposeful. All right, let's talk about confidence. Have you ever looked at someone who seems so sure of themselves and thought, I wish I had that kind of confidence? Like maybe you've held yourself back from speaking up, going after an opportunity, or even just owning your presence because deep down you didn't feel ready or good enough? I get it. For the longest time, I thought confidence was something you were born with. Like some people just had it and others, well, didn't. But here's what I realized. Confidence isn't something you're born with. It's something you build. And today I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. So grab your coffee, get cozy, and let's get into that. The truth about confidence, it's not what you think. Let's start with the biggest myth about confidence. Confidence isn't about never feeling fear. It's about taking action despite it. If you think confident people are never nervous or insecure, think again. They just don't let those feelings stop them. The mistake of waiting until you feel ready, confidence doesn't come before action. It comes after it. The more you do something, the more confident you become at it. Confidence is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The less you use it, the weaker it gets. So if you've been waiting to feel confident before taking action, it's time to flip that script. Action is what creates confidence. So now let's talk about the biggest confidence killers. What's keeping you from feeling confident? Negative self-talk and the inner critic is one. That voice in your head that says, who do you think you are? It's not telling the truth. It's just repeating old fears that don't serve you anymore. Another one is the need for external validation. If you're constantly seeking approval from others, you're putting your confidence in their hands instead of in your own. Another is perfectionism and fear of judgment. Perfectionism will keep you stuck. Confidence comes from taking messy and perfect action. And another one is comparing yourself to others. Comparison kills confidence because you're focusing on someone else's path instead of your own path. The key, confidence starts when you stop looking outside for validation and you start looking inside for self-trust. Hey, love, real quick. If you're like me and obsessed with personal growth, but don't always have the time to sit and read, Audible is about to change your life. I've been listening to mindset books during my mornings and my drives, and honestly, it's been a whole self-care ritual lately. And right now, you can try Audible free for 30 days and even get your first book completely free. Just use my special link I left for you in the show notes. Seriously, girlfriend, treat yourself because your glow up deserves this. All right, let's get into the good stuff. The five steps to building unshakable confidence. Number one, step one, rewire your self-talk and change the narrative. Instead of saying I'm not good enough, start saying I'm learning and growing every day. Your brain believes what you tell it, so start speaking to yourself like you're already the confident version of you. Step two, take action before you feel ready. The confidence action loop. Confidence doesn't come from thinking, it comes from doing. The more you take action, the more proof your brain has that you can do those hard things. Step three, build small wins and keep promises to yourself. Every time you follow through on something, you're building that self-trust within yourself. Confidence isn't built in big moments. It's built in the small, tiny, daily decisions you make. Step four, shift your focus from what if I fail to what if I succeed. I know this one said a lot, But I promise you, your brain is wired to what you think inside of it. So instead of thinking of everything that could go wrong, start focusing on everything that could possibly go right. Step 5, own your presence, body language, energy, and mindset. Stand tall, make eye contact with people, and own your space. The way you carry yourself shapes how you feel, so act as if you're already confident. Confidence isn't about waiting, it's about choosing to step into your power one decision at a time. I remember when I used to be so afraid of putting myself out there. I was waiting for confidence to just magically appear before I started doing the things that I wanted. You see, I used to be the girl that hid behind her appearance, like bad. The one that seemed so confident, but on the inside was very insecure and not confident at all. I used to hide behind my appearance, and once I started my healing journey, I realized that stemmed a lot from my personal abandonment wound and not wanting to let people truly see me because I was scared to lose them. Then I realized I had to turn inside to me and I needed to not worry about others, but truly be confident within myself. And for me, that meant truly loving my authentic self, finding out who that was, and loving that version of me fully, no matter what others thought about it. But once I realized that confidence is something you create, not something you wait for, everything changed. And now I don't wait to feel confident. I take action and confidence follows. I have to take action within myself to truly figure out who I was and what I loved about myself, becoming okay with the weird and goofy sides of me that I thought I shouldn't show anyone and that no one would like. And I realized more along the way, the more I found my authentic self and was loving who I was, the more confident I became. It came from me taking action and focusing on myself, not worrying what others thought, to start getting more confident. And the same can be true for you. You have to look inward. Learn all about yourself and fall in love with yourself as you're taking the action to do those things. The confidence will come and follow. I promise. All right, my love. That's it for today's episode. Screenshot this episode. Tag me on Instagram at GlowUpGuideCollective and tell me, what's one way you're stepping into confidence today? And if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, remember, confidence isn't something you have, it's something you build. Start building it today, my girl. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.